بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا شارف أو بلغ الشيخ أو بلغ الشيخ حكيم محمد اقتصر رحمة الله تعالى عليه زمن فزان محبت تايتل اس گلستان طيبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، گلستان طيبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا، میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی اعلی نظر کر کے، میں روزے پہ صلی اعلی نظر کر کے، بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا، بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے، مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے، سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا، سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا، کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر، ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر، ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر، خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا، خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے، احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے، احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا, سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. مدینے میں جب قلب و جاں چھوڑ آیا, مدینے میں جب قلب و جاں چھوڑ آیا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت نفلوں سے اختر, قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر, ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا, ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. These are the days of Hajj we are presently in, and mashallah, people are flocking to Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, and that is where our hearts also should be. Whether we have got family, friends who have gone for Hajj or not, but those are our marakis, our centers, and Madina Sharif, the capital of the universe, and now the amount of people that are going, so our hearts should be there. If for any reason we not going, our desire should be there. At least our hearts must be there. And this beautiful ash'ar of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in which what a person's condition must be when he thinks of Madina Sharif, when he is there in Madina Sharif. And mashallah, Maulana Rafiq Haturani has transliterated quite a few of these poems. When we are in Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, then we should read them also, whether we are in the haram or whether in our room, in this way, and before going also prepare ourselves. And when we come back also, don't just pack it all away. But let it be with us all the time, inshallah. Gulistan taiba se masroor honga. I will become extremely joyous and happy with the beautiful garden of Madina Park, Taiba. With of Taiba, I will become extremely joyous and happy. Ajam ki bayaba se mafroor honga. I will run away. Farra yufirru. I will run away from the deserts of the lands besides Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Wherever I am, from there I will want to run away. Gulistan taiba se masroor honga. And when I come to where I want to go, Madina Sharif, then when I reach there, I will have great joy and enjoyment and pleasure. Me didar gumbat se makhmoor hunga. And when I see the beautiful green dome of the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will go in a trance. Like a person when he drinks and he is out of his mind, but this will be a different trance completely. What enjoyment I will get just to see the beautiful green dome. Where on the one hand, all the beautiful pictures we have now on the internet, frames, etc., which reminds us. But on the other hand, when these things were not present, and a person just heard about it, never saw it, and then when he saw it, it was something different. Now we see the Kaaba Sharif also all the time. We are seeing Tawaf taking place also all the time. When a person goes there, it's not something now different. Though it's good also this, which is not live and etc., where we should not including haram, etc., photos, etc. It's good, it reminds us, it gives us joy and pleasure, but that was a different thing. That your whole life, Haji Khayyat Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that your whole life you were making niyat when making namaz facing the Kaaba. Now today you are there seeing the Kaaba. What a great difference. But now with all this that we are seeing all the time, you don't get that amount of joy. Just like a person who is disciplined, mashallah, and that is how we should be. So he doesn't have those moments of anxiety that where's my car keys or where's my pen, it's there in its place all the time. But a person who is not disciplined, who leaves it anywhere, now the whole household is looking for it. Now when they find it, oh, they find some great joy. We found it, here it is. But actually a person must be disciplined, it must be in its place. Main deedar-e gumbat se mahmoor hunga, kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. And then I will sometimes be noor, the noor of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes I'll be like the Mount Tur, where Allah put his tajalli on Mount Tur. It will be like that. And the tajalli from Rauza Mubarak, Allah's rahmat which is descending, and to be right in front. And how fortunate the Muslim Ummat, and only the Muslim Ummat. We know exactly where our Nabi is. No doubts about it. And we can arrange and we can be there. Just 8-10 minutes, meters away from our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and who is alive in his qabr, and who hears our salams there. We can have all this. This is only for us. According to the Christians, they believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was assassinated on the cross, which is totally wrong. Allah lifted him up, nobody can reach there. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you go so many places, they show you this is the qabr of Musa alayhi salam, this is the qabr of Musa alayhi salam. But our Nabi, absolutely no doubt. How fortunate are we not? It is also said that who visits me after I have left the world is just like the person who visited me in my lifetime. So to go and visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what an honor Allah has given us. Gunaon se apne mein ranjoor hunga. And with regard to my sins, I will be sad and sorrowful. I will feel bad. And on the other hand, I will see the karam of my Allah. That such a big sinner you also brought in this Mubarak place, which is filled with noor. And we all, the malaika all the time. And all the the anwarat are not descending there. You brought me there. But I'll feel guilty of my sins also. One person wrote to Hazrat and says that one buzur, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, says, we should think of our sins and ask forgiveness. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that we are not created to remember our sins. We are created to remember Allah Ta'ala. So he asked Hazrat, what should I do? So Hazrat said that don't go into every sin in detail, but just generally, I seek forgiveness from you from all my sins. That was the way of all our buzurgs. And Hazrat quotes one line, Ya man rani alal khataya falam yabdahni. Oh, you who saw me committing sin, but you did not disgrace me. How kind is not Allah? And together with that we can add that, oh Allah, you saw me and you had full qudrat to destroy me at that time. But yet you gave me a chance. You did not destroy me. You, with whatever parts of my body I was committing sin, with my eyes, with my mind, you didn't affect that. That also is left just like that. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So by remembering one sin, and yet what is not Allah giving us? More important, we usually think of material ni'mats of Allah. But more important, the spiritual. Allah still kept us Muslims, gave us iman, brings us to the masjid, gives us the opportunity to listen to the adhan with respect and honor, and with full conviction in the heart, with this da'wat of Islam. Allah gives us the opportunity to hold the Quran Sharif in our hand, to read. Where are we fit for all this? So Allah, you who are so merciful, بَفَيْزِ شَفَاعَتْ مَنْ مَغْفُورْ هُنْغَى. And by the fares of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intercession, shafaat, I will be forgiven by you, O Allah. This ummat is a very special ummat in the eyes of Allah. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intercession, and we can, so with so many things, we can get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, we respect the adhan, we reply to the adhan, and then we read Durood Sharif, and we read the dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma, the whole dua. Then حلت له شفاعتي, أي وجبت له شفاعتي, that my intercession becomes wajib, compulsory for that person who does this. So we do this, we will get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate are we not? Uregi hawa se jo khaak Madina. Unfortunately, to these days we don't have that. The whole place is tiled, there is lawn everywhere, it's all concrete. But it wasn't long when the roads just from outside the haram were all sand roads done. And then when the wind used to blow, all that sand used to blow also. But now all what tar roads and highways and freeways and what is. Now if you understand, you'll have to go quite far out of Medina Sharif. But before, just about 10 meters from the haram, hardly 10 meters, and the roads that were leading out in the gullies were all sand roads. This is what we saw, and before that was even more. So uregi hawa se jo khaak Madina, when the sand of Madina will fly, when the wind will be blowing, main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. I'm going to cover myself with such sand. I'm not going to try and go behind the pillar or behind the wall, but I'll make that my covering. Let the sand of Madina be my covering. How fortunate is not that person. And what about those people who are buried in Jannatul Baqi? The sand of Medina is on them. How fortunate, each speck of sand of Medina, and they are lying on the sand of Medina, on their sides, front and back, the sand of Medina. How fortunate are not those people. May Allah bless us all with it. May Rauza pe salli ala nazar karke, by presenting Durood Sharif at Rauza Mubarak, reading Salatu Salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Reading ya rahmatan lil alameen, ya shafi' al muznabeen. Reading this, how happy won't I be? Main apne badil noor hunga, bajaan noor hunga. When I'm reading that, my heart will be filled with noor. My life, my soul will be filled with noor. May Allah bless us with the ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over and over again. Medina ke anwar isham o sahar se, and with the anwarat, the beautiful noor of Medina Sharif of the mornings, sehri time, tahajjud time, and the evening, sarapa dilo jase masroor hunga. I will be completely overtaken with happiness and joy in my heart and in my soul, just to be in Medina the morning time, the evening time. Main mamnoon hunga khuda ke karam ka, and with all these great treasures, I will be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hunga, I won't be arrogant at all in my heart, that I came, that I have this great love, I know the value of Medina Sharif, I have respected the place, I have been called here, I am very special and important. No, I won't have this arrogance at all. I'll be thankful to Allah that you brought me when I'm not fit whatsoever, and you brought me. Har ek amar mein rahe sunnat par chal kar, very very important. In each matter I will try and practice upon the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and especially when we are in Medina Sharif, two things we must really try and be very particular about. One is to read as much Durood Sharif as possible, and the other is, in everything we try and follow sunnat. We should try our best. Khuda ke karam se main mansoor hunga, and when I follow the sunnat, by Allah's kindness I will be the helped one. Allah will help me and guide me. Uhud ke shaheedon ke khoon e wafa se, when we go to Uhud and we see the qabr there, the qabristan, actually what we should see is the blood of sacrifice for Islam. How 70 sahaba and Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how they gave their lives for Islam. One day 70 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave their lives for Islam. This is the lesson that we have to take there. They are not at all in need of our Fatiha and our du'as and that. We do it and we have to do it, but we should take this lesson from there, that these were those people who sacrificed for Islam and gave their lives for Islam. sabak lekar pabande dastoor hunga. I will learn this lesson that how they gave their lives and they were loyal to Islam. I will also take my lesson and I will be loyal to the code of law of Islam. What Islam has taught us, Quran Sharif, the Hadith, the Fiqh of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will follow those rules in my life. Medina mein jab qalb o jahan chhor aaya, and when I left my heart and soul in Medina, I'm just going with my body now back to my place. My heart and soul, I've left it in Medina. I love Medina Sharif so much. Main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. I will be separated, but I won't be separated. Bodily I will be separated, but my heart and soul, I won't be separated. It will be still there. Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar, and going to read the nafl namaz in the Masjid of Quba, there is a sunnah, there is also a lesson to be learned there. Har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hunga, with every way of sunnat I will become full of noor. May Allah tabaruk ta'ala give us the knowledge of every sunnat. May Allah ta'ala bless us with the love of every sunnat. And may Allah tabaruk ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice every sunnat. And may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to spread every sunnat in the world. This is what it should be. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. Anything you want to do, the easiest way to do it is sunnat tariqa. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal hai. If you want to do anything beautifully and everything you like to do beautifully is sunnat. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal akmal tariqa is the most perfect and complete way. Wow, how beautiful our elders have taught us. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us appreciate all this inshallah. This kitab of Hazrat Tarbiyat-e-Ashiqan-e-Khuda, the guidance towards those who want to reach Allah, the guidance for them, what their conditions are. This is still the letter of one Mufti Sahib who had written to Hazrat. He writes, Kabhi Baadul Fajr bahut susti hoti hai. Baad Faraq Namaz neem ka ghalba hota hai. Ek to fi nafsihi us waqt naum munasib nahi illa hajatan. He says that sometimes it happens that after Fajr I feel very lazy and very tired. And after I've completed my namaz, Fajr namaz, sleep overpowers me. And the ruling is that in itself to sleep after Fajr is not good, unless there is a necessity, a person is ill, extremely tired. And this is especially till Ishraq time. A person should try his best totally to avoid re-sleeping till Ishraq time. Till the sun rises, till Ishraq time, little while after sunrise. Even if he wants to sleep, if he can help it, then he should not sleep at that time. After Ishraq, he can sleep, but even if he doesn't make Ishraq, but after the time of Ishraq. But if it is a necessity, a person is ill, extremely tired, etc., then it's in order. Anyway, so he says, and that's the time for zikr of Allah, to set after Fajr and make some zikr until Ishraq time. This was the normal practice of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So Hazrat replies, So jaya kare. No problem. Sleep after Fajr. If you have to sleep, let's sleep. La tafreeta fi naum. Ya phir raat ko jaldi soya kare. And there shouldn't be extremity in sleep. Don't oversleep also too much. And when it's necessary, don't sleep less also. Because if you're going to sleep less, your mind is not going to work also. And if you sleep too much, that's also a bad thing. Don't sleep too much, don't sleep too less. The other thing is, try and sleep early. He must be busy with his mutala, answering kitabs, fatwas, etc., istiftas, as we read in the balance of the questions, that he was a very busy man, and as the questions that are coming today also, so Hazrat says, try and sleep early. Dusre baad bedari bahut hi himmat past nazar aati hai. This is another thing, that after I wake up, then I feel I haven't got any strength in me, any courage. And this is particularly with regard to the sleep after Fajr. If a person sleeps that time, normally also, he gets bad dreams also that time. Scary dreams, etc. It's preferable not to sleep that time. A person should, the normal practice, when we were studying in Deoband, in Fajr, Fajr Namaz, about 4:15, 5:20, like us here. And then by after that is what you call it breakfast. You have breakfast, and by 6 o'clock classes start till 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock you are free, then 3 o'clock was Zohar Namaz. So then you sleep that time from, you have your lunch after 10 o'clock, and then you sleep till about 2 o'clock or so. And then the nights are short, so you sleep again at night sometime, 3-4 hours at night, and 2-3 hours in the day. But after Fajr, there was no practice of sleeping whatsoever. But when we came back to South Africa, South Africa is South Africa. When the wind of South Africa blows and the water of South Africa you drink, then things change here also, everything. But otherwise, and that morning time is full of barakat for anything. But today the world is changing. They're sleeping late at night and starting work late in the morning. Very late in the morning. Unfortunately, in the whole world this is. But otherwise, the best time is the morning time. From tahajjud till ishraq, your ibadat. From ishraq till about zawal time, charge time, you do your business. A person who does so much is enough for him for the whole day. Allah will give, in that time there is so much barakat, then the rest of the day even he just takes it easy, it won't be a problem. There is lot of barakat in that time. دوسرے بیداری بہت ہی ہمت پست نظر آتی ہے اور شرمندگی ہوتی ہے ہمت بلند اور رفع کسل جو خلاصہ تصوف ہے اس میں اختر بہت کمزور ہے اینڈ دین ہی سیز آئی فیل ویری اشیمڈ آلسو دیٹ ناؤ آئی ایم فیلنگ سو ٹائرڈ اینڈ لیزی آئی ڈونٹ فیل لائک ڈوئنگ اینی تھنگ اینڈ دیٹ اے پرسنز کریج مسٹ بی ہی مسٹ ہیو گڈ کریج اینڈ دیر مسٹ بی نو لیزینس ان ہیم دس از واٹ تصوف ٹیچرز اس He writes here, that is the khulasa of tasawwuf. That when you do your islah, then you have courage to do everything on its time. And you don't have laziness. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, what is required of tasawwuf is that we fill every command of Allah on its time with open heart, happiness. Whether we get the joy, enjoyment or not, that is another thing again. But happily we do it. And we have the courage and strength to stay away from every guna. That is what the tasawwuf is, to build us. So here he has written that there shouldn't be this laziness, procrastination. Now you're not going for Isha Namaz, now you go, I'll make it at home, now you are dealing till it's 11 o'clock, now somehow you're reading it and you're just rushing through your Namaz, that should not be the case. Go quickly, Jamaat time, go from to the Masjid, make your Namaz, do it. If you get Tahajjud, Allah gift tawfiq on its time, you read it. Fajr, you go to the day also Fajr, lazy, we are lying in bed, waiting, just now I'll get up, before we know Jamaat is over, I'll get up. Just now, just before sunrise, then we just rushing and doing the two rakats. Now that should, the tasawwuf should bring this into us, that every command of Allah, namaz, zakat on its time, everything, we do it properly on its time and we don't experience any laziness. In this he says, I find myself very weak still, I haven't reached that stage. حضرت gives the answer, یہ اس وجہ سے کہ آپ اس کو نامناسب سمجھتے ہیں. حضرت says that because you are thinking it, that it is not a good condition. This condition of yours, you are thinking of it, that it is not a good condition. حالانکہ عذر کے احکام الگ ہیں. If you've got an excuse, those rulings are completely different. One person came for Hajj, and he became very ill, very high temperature, he couldn't make one namaz in the haram. He felt very, very sad. He came with the hope, every namaz I'll make with Takbir-e-Ula, with the Imam, I'll try and get right to the front. Yeah, every namaz is in his room. He told Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Ji said, wah, wah, Allah gave you a royal Hajj. Without working, he gave you all the sawab. Your niyat was to go, you couldn't manage it. So a person who understands this, the same thing Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said about something similar to this. And he told this person, had he been an arif, he shouldn't feel sad on this condition of his. So when Allah, you have got an excuse, legitimate excuse, and you cannot do what you have to do, then you won't feel sad. That Allah kept me in this way, I'm happy in this way. As long as you are doing and what you are, what himmat you got, many of us get caught in this trap here. That when we can't make it for anything, for our namaz for example, you are ill or anything, like he is a busy man with other matters and now he's feeling guilty about this, there is no need to feel that guilt. That Allah has kept you like that, then you accept it like that, but you try your best, whatever you can do. عذر کے احکام الگ ہیں. دوسرے قلت منام کو اب مجدد زمانہ نے بھی منع فرمایا. And he says now to sleep less. مجدد of our time, حضرت مولانا شاہ اشرف علی تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ, he has also stopped us from it. He said don't sleep less. How much sleep you need is important in this time. How much you have to eat is important in these days. Which Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained very well that in these times, eat to your full. Don't eat your eyes full. In other words, your stomach is full. Well, actually, it's one third only. But in these times, eat full. But don't eat till the full of your eyes. That you that samosa, your eyes are still on that samosa. Your eyes still on that pie. Your stomach is full, but it's in your eyes still. I must have this also. That also I must have again. No, don't eat to your eyes full. Eat to your stomach's full. And sleep also enough. Don't mix with lot of people also. And your food also, your talking, make that less. Talk less. As we will see here in front also, that still applies. The four rules that were previously with regard to tasawwuf and islah, to eat less, to sleep less, to mix with people less, to talk less. Two of them now are deleted. Now you must eat enough, you must sleep enough. But still mixing with people, that also keep it to a minimum. But also don't stop completely. Because that also can cause other spiritual diseases, other diseases also, you might become proud of yourself, etc. Or you'll just go into one world of your own. You don't mix, but mix with good people and also just little but not too much. Just mix. Coming to namaz is enough. You make salam, ask somebody how are you, that is enough. More than that you shouldn't. And talking, that should be absolutely to the minimum. Only what is necessary. Unnecessary talking, this is very dangerous. جو حضرات مدرسہ یا غریب خانہ پر کسی ضرورت دینی فتوہ وغیرہ کے لیے آتے ہیں. Those people, you say, my visitors come, they come to the madrasa for some need, or they come to my house, and for some fatwa, whatever. تو اختر ان کے ساتھ علاوہ مجالست کے مواقلتن کوئی تکلف نہیں کرتا. He says that then, with these people, I speak to them, what they came and asked him, masala, etc. They came home, they came and meet, we sat and we spoke. But I don't take the trouble. I don't go out of my way for food, to prepare food and present it to them. I speak to them how much is necessary. جس کی وجہ بخل نہیں. And this is not because of stinginess that I don't want to feed them. But what is the reason? بلکہ یہ خیال ہوتا ہے کہ اس میں تو کافی وقت صرف ہوگا. That a lot of time will be spent today on our eating. It's not just a simple matter. We just sit and eat, finish. The talking that carries on. And on and on. Sometimes you get some people, visitors, and then you present them a cup of tea. They're not drinking at all. For example, it's after Asr, now it's already Maghrib time. Azan has started and they haven't started drinking the tea. And now what do? You have to go for namaz. And now that one cup of tea to drink, if it's a bit hot, how long is it going to take? So all this, I first we say for that reason, that time gets wasted. Not because I'm stingy to feed them. جبکہ مواقلت کے مختصر وقت میں فراغت ہو جاتے. Otherwise eating just a little while, 10-15 minutes you eat on your own. It doesn't take you long, but now you have to tell them take more, what else will you have? All that time that goes. Hazrat replies, بہت مناسب ہے. This is very good what you are doing. So we will take it completely different. That this person here, he doesn't even offer you a cup of tea, or he just puts some nuts there or something. He doesn't offer you, he doesn't call you in, he just talks with you like that. So Hazrat say, بہت مناسب ہے. This is the ideal thing. But for us to even understand this is difficult. To absorb it is even, and to practice on it. If somebody comes to our house and we have to treat them like this, but those who know the value of time and how time should be spent, they will understand that each moment how important it is. And today generally also when people even come and ask a masala, until they don't make one, two jokes, etc., and you expect a joke from you also, till then that person is not satisfied. So this is very, very important also. May Allah give us tawfiq that slowly, slowly, at least in our circles, and who will understand with them, we have this attitude. But other people don't understand. One Mufti Saab, it became famous, Karachi, that he's very, very like abrupt. He doesn't give people time, doesn't speak to them. Then he had to give a bayan on it. That this is all not required, all this extra talking and all that. When the news became more and more widespread that he's very abrupt and rude and that, he had to give a bayan on it and explain to the people. So, but we can't do it with everyone. Slowly, all this tarbiyat has to take place. That why you have a group of people who don't even make namaz, for example, there you don't start with this year. There you start, at least let them make namaz. Peoples whose aqidahs are not correct, there you work on that first. Slowly, slowly. When a person comes here, then don't stop. Carry on. And also very important, whether we're coming in the khanqah, we're going in the jamaat. When we go in jamaat especially, new brothers come. Now don't be hard on them. Whatever they're doing, appreciate. Their clothing, whatever it is, trousers below the ankle, beard is not there, not right. Don't start with that. Slowly, slowly. But be hard on ourselves. La tukallaf illa nafsak. Make it hard on yourself, not on other people. And when the person comes closer, closer, now you also move him further ahead. Go further ahead. Don't become stagnant at one place. Let us move forward to get the whole of deen into us, the deen of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't even imagine, we can't even talk about it today. In our circles, we can't talk of the actual deen. We have to take it also steady still. So, we have to do it in the correct way. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab of Hazrat Kashkoli Marifat, we are reading the virtues of ilm, knowledge. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne kunu rabbaniyin ki tafsir is tarah farmayi. That in the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says, become rabbaniyin, Allah wala. Ay kunu hukama, ulama, fuqaha. That is the meaning in Ruh al-Ma'ani. That yani Rabbani wo shakhs hai. Who is a Rabbani? That Allah is commanding you by acquiring knowledge, you must become Rabbani. Who is a Rabbani? Jasahibe Hikmat. Person with Hikmat. What is Hikmat here? Person who has got that art and way to make the tarbiyat of other people. How to take them? Anzilun nas manazilahum. Come down to the people at their level and from there take them up. A jumbo jet, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that only flies in the air all the time, is of no benefit. That jumbo jet that lands also picks up, drops passengers, picks up other passengers and flies again. So don't you fly all the time at your level in the air. But you come down to the level of the people. Come down also and pick up people and prepare them and fly away with them. Take them to a higher level. So that is, those are hukama, ulama, those who have got ilm. Fuqaha, that is, fuqaha are really the great Sufis. That they have understood what deen is all about. Yani Rabbani wo shakhs hai jo sahib hikmat. Then this is what is called a hakim. A real hakim is a Sufi. A real Allah wala, a shaykh who guides people. Sahib ilm, sahib fiqah. Aur kaha jata hai, and it is also said, Ar-Rabbani huwa alladhi yurabbi an-nas bi sighar al-ilm qabla kibarihi. Rabbani wo shakhs hai jo log ki tarbiyat karta hai aasan masail se qabl mushkil masail ke. That Rabbani is that person who teaches people at their level, low level, and then he takes them to the higher level. If you, one person, one place we went, there was a Mufti Saab, and for the public he was reading masalas to teach them, but he was reading from Shami. There you read from Talimul Haq, or from these kitabs, Talimul Islam, ordinary public people, simple masalas you teach them. Now that is the Mufti's work. Now that is with the ordinary people. So treat people according to their level. Ulama se kya murad hai? Who are ulama? We understand ulama, a person who studied in a darulum, who graduated, who's got a certificate. But who is a real, who are the three, true ulama? Allah Ta'ala irshad farmate hai, ke innama yakhsha Allah min ibadi al-ulama, inna Allah azizun ghafoor. Translation, khuda se, uske wahi bande darte hai, jo ilm rakhte hai. Amongst the creation of Allah, it is only those people who fear Allah who have got knowledge. Now, normally we'll think that a person got knowledge, so he fears Allah. But it must be that knowledge that makes you fear Allah. Waqi Allah Ta'ala zabardast bara bakhshne wala hai. Undoubtedly Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala is all powerful and great, great forgiver and forgives very greatly. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi apni tafsir Ruh al-Maani mein farmate hain. Imam Allama Alusi writes, al-murad bil ulama al-alimun billah azza wa jal. Those are the ulama who know Allah, who have got the marifat, who know Allah Ta'ala. And it's explained further, bima yaliqu bihi min sifatihi al-jaleela wa af'alihi al-hamida wa sa'ir shu'unihi al-jameela. Those people who know the sifat of Allah, the grandeur, the awe, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, and wa af'alihi al-hamida, and Allah's beautiful, praiseworthy actions, how Allah is feeding the entire creation. A person can never absorb that also. An ant Allah is feeding, an elephant Allah is feeding, a fish Allah is feeding, a whale Allah is feeding, and that one little insect which is in a shell at the bottom of the ocean, Allah is feeding that also. And everyone eats diet. Allah doesn't give the elephant grass, meat to eat, and doesn't give the lion grass to eat. Allah is giving everyone, and Allah is the provider. But the very, very fascinating part is that everyone has to make an effort. Lion will have to go for its prey. The elephant will go, have to go and look for its grass. Everyone will have to make, but Allah will be providing. It's not there going out, Allah is the, but Allah wants the effort from mankind. لَلْعَارِفُونَ بِالنَّحْوَ وَالصَّرْفُ مَثَلًا. Not those people who know grammar, Arabic literature, they are not called the ulama. Those who know Allah Ta'ala. And then, مَثَلًا فَمَدَارُ الْخَشِيَةِ ذَلِكَ الْعِلْمِ لَا هَذِهِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. So this is what is called that knowledge. That knowledge, that khashiyah, that khashiyah, that fear of Allah depends on that knowledge, knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Not on this knowledge which we normally understand. فَكُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ أَعْلَمْ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى كَانَ أَخْشَى. So whoever knows Allah more greater than that person has got more knowledge. علماء سے وہ لوگ مراد ہے جو اللہ کی ذات و صفات کی عظمتوں سے باخبر ہے. Who know the sifat that Allah is watching me, Allah has got qudrat over me, Allah can destroy me at this time, Allah can disgrace me at this time, Allah can make me paralyzed if I commit this guna. Those who know that, and so they fear Allah Ta'ala. Ke sirf sarf aur nahwa ke janne wale wagaira, na ki na ye ke sirf sarf aur nahwa ke janne wala wagaira. Not those who just know the Arabic grammar and who know the kitabs and quote ahadith and quote ayat, etc. But those who have knowledge of Allah, and it is in their hearts, not just for talking purposes also, that where Allah is watching me all the time. پس خشیت کا مدار اللہ تعالیٰ کی معرفت کے علم پر ہے. جو جتنا ہی عارف باللہ ہوتا ہے اتنا ہی اللہ سے ڈرنے والا ہوتا ہے. So this fear of Allah depends on how much you know Allah. How much more you know Allah, and that knowledge is in your heart that Allah is watching me at this moment. Allah knows my intention, why I'm saying this. Allah knows why I'm choosing these words, why I'm walking here, why I'm going there. And Allah can take me to task for it, and I'm going to return to Allah alone it afterwards, eventually. So a person who has got that is the true knowledge, what is referred to here. Jaisa ki Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ne farmaya, ana a'lamukum billah wa akhfaakum bihi. I am the most knowledgeable of all amongst you of Allah, and I fear Him the most. That is not all the fiqh, but Shaitan knew the fine print of the fiqh of every Nabi. But that he still disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. یعنی اے لوگوں میں تم سے سب سے زیادہ اللہ کا علم رکھتا ہوں اور تم میں سب سے زیادہ اللہ سے ڈرنے والا ہوں. I fear Allah Ta'ala the most and I've got the most knowledge and I fear Allah Ta'ala the most. Allah Ta'ala فرماتے ان اللہ عزیز غفور. Allah Ta'ala is all powerful, most merciful. Many places in the ayats, at the end you will find these kind of words, phrases, inna Allah ghafoorur rahim. So it has a great, great connection with what has been said before. And to understand that connection gives a person great joy also, when he understands what that connection has with that. فَهَذُ الْآيَةَ عَلِيلْ لِوُجُوبِ الْخَشْيَةِ. So this ayat, that inna Allah ghafoorur azizun, Ghafoor, that Allah is all powerful and is most merciful also. So this is the reason, the illat, the cause of why fear of Allah is compulsory. Because Allah has got all power. And Allah Ta'ala, just turn to Him for forgiveness and He'll forgive you. Allah knows everything you're doing. Allah has got power to destroy you at that time if He wants to disgrace you at that time, if He wants to. Ya man ra'ani ala al-khataya falam yafdahni. Oh, you who see me committing sin, but you disgrace me at that time. So a person who has got that will be that knowledge, that becomes the cause of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. یہ آیت وجوب خشیت کی علت بیان کرتی ہے. جب اللہ تعالیٰ زبردست طاقت والے ہیں تو ان کو انتقام پر بھی کمال قدرت حاصل ہے. When Allah Ta'ala has got full power, He can take full revenge from you. You have disobeyed His command, He has made you, He is sustaining you, He can take you to task, He's got the full right and the full power and you can't escape. If you are in prison, and you're a strong prison, you can't escape from there. When Allah wants to make this world a prison for you, you can't escape from Allah Ta'ala. The whole world is like, what is it to Allah? Not even like a small one by one room for Allah Ta'ala. So you can't escape from Allah Ta'ala. اور کامل قدرت سے ڈرنا عین مقتدائے عقل ہے. And when Allah has got this full power over you, then it's only logical you should fear Allah Ta'ala. اور مغفرت و رحمت کا تعلق نہیں قائم ہوتا ہے مگر اس ذات سے جو سزا پر قادر ہو. And forgiveness and mercy of Allah Ta'ala cannot be connected but only with that being that has got the power to forgive. That Allah's forgiveness, Allah's full power to forgive, and you ask Allah for forgiveness. A person who can't punish you, you won't ask him for forgiveness. But a person who can punish you to the extreme, and how much Allah punishes, Allah can punish more than that also. So from him you will ask forgiveness. But a person who can't punish you, for example, you did something wrong, and there was a month-old baby there. You know, when you ask that baby for forgiveness, that baby can't do you anything. But a police, an army man, he catches you, you'll fall on your feet for him. Please forgive me, let me go. So Allah, who is so great, so from Allah, a person will ask forgiveness. Thus, Aziz or Ghafoor ka Rab wazi ho gaya. The connection between Aziz and Ghafoor has become clear. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this knowledge. Knowledge of the Zaat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and to follow the commandments of Allah and to fear Allah Ta'ala. And that is not only in public, but in our private life also. And that is where we have to reach. May Allah Ta'ala take us there, inshallah. We were reading about Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayh. Further, Jabhat Ta'ala ki rahmat wa inayat Sultan Ibrahim ibn Ahmed, rahmatullah alayh ki taraf mutawajjih hui. When Allah's rahmat and kindness was now directed to Ibrahim ibn Adham, he was a king still at that time. But this is, and this is we have to ask for Allah. That, oh Allah, maqam banta hai fazal se akhtar, fazal ka asra lagaye hue hai. That Allah's fazal, Allah's kindness, our work can only be done with that. And we just hoping all the time, Ya Allah, when will you make fazal on me? So when Allah's fazal descended, His mercy and His kindness on Ibrahim ibn Adham, to baghair riyazat wa mujahada ke shaibakh ka kaam ban gaya. Then without the normal procedure of going to a shaykh and becoming bayat and going through making zikr and mujahada, Allah Ta'ala, that is the jazb, when Allah makes you jazb. Without all that, where Allah Ta'ala let him reach? And how did it happen? بلکہ سلطنت تو چھڑا دی لیکن ایک ایسی باطن سلطنت عطا فرما دی کہ جس کے سامنے ہفت اقلیم کی سلطنت بلکہ خزائن السماوات والارض بے حقیقت ہو گئے. اللہ took the kingdom of Balkh, a big king, a big country, and he was the king and his palace, Allah took that away. But in return, Allah gave him such a kingdom that was the seven continents, the seven skies and earth cannot compare with what kingdom Allah Ta'ala gave him. A kingdom in his heart, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, the kings of the world know. What are the treasures of the Allah Wala in their heart? They'll come with all the armies to try and snatch it, but nobody can take that away from them, not one bit of it. شاہ کو خود بھی خبر نہ تھی کہ سلطنت کا سر سب شادہ باغ آتش عشق حقیقی کے نظر ہونے والا ہے. The king himself did not know also that this beautiful gardens of his and his palace and his whole kingdom, all that, that this is going to be sacrificed for the true love of Allah تبارک و تعالی. کوریا چھین کر جواہرات عطا ہونے والے ہیں. That just some fake money is going to be taken away from you and you are going to be blessed with beautiful jewels and diamonds and pearls. Your fake money will be taken, all this dunya is fake. And return the real kingdom and of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is going to be giving it. اور وعدے ہیں. اور خارستان سوختہ ہو کر چمنستان بے خزا بننے والا ہے. And this gardens of this world which are going to dry out, Allah is going to give such gardens where no autumn will come. No leaves will dry in that. You never have to mow the lawn there. Things will never be overgrown there. And it will never dry out forever. That Allah was going to give. جب کسی کے دن بھلے آتے ہیں تو یہی ہوتا ہے. When a person's fortune turns in the right way, this is what happens. When Allah chooses you, then this is. سن لے اے دوست جب ایام بھلے آتے ہیں. Listen to this my friend, when good days are to come to you, کھات ملنے کی وہ خود آپ ہی بتلاتے ہیں. And when you are going to be getting all these treasures, then you will realize it with yourself that now my days have changed. Now I am close to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us all with this. حضرت ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمت اللہ علیہ رات کو بالا خانے پر سو رہے تھے. At night he was sleeping in his bedroom, upstairs room. He was sleeping. کہ اچانک پاؤں کی آہٹ محسوس ہوئی. When suddenly he heard on the roof the footsteps of somebody. There's somebody walking on the roof of the bedroom of the king, where it must be so secure place, right somewhere in the middle. There, and somebody walking there. گھبرا کے رات کے وقت شاہی بالا خانہ پر کون لوگ ایسے جرت کر سکتے ہیں. He got a shock. Who has this, got this courage to come and walk on my roof here, my bedroom roof, middle of the night. دریافت فرمایا کہ اے واردین کرام آپ کون لوگ ہیں. He said, oh you people who have come, who are you? You walking here on my roof this time of the night? یہ فرشتے تھے جو حق تعالیٰ کی طرف سے غفلت زدہ دل پر چوٹ لگانے آئے تھے. These were angels that had come on this heart that was unmindful of Allah to give it one lash and to let it waken up and come to Allah تبارک و تعالی. May Allah bless us all with that also. فرشتوں نے جواب دیا کہ ہم یہاں اپنا اون تلاش کر رہے ہیں. The فرشتہ said, we are looking for our camel here. بادشاہ نے کہا کہ حیرت ہے کہ شاہی بالا خانہ پر اون تلاش کیا جا رہا ہے. The king said, oh, this is very surprising. You're looking for a camel on the roof of my bedroom? یہ in the palace? Wait, how can a camel come here? What you looking? ان حضرات نے جواب دیا کہ ہمیں اس سے زیادہ حیرت آپ پر ہے. They replied, those farishtas, we are more surprised that you surprised, we are looking for a camel here, we are more surprised to you, کہ اس ناز پروری اور عیش میں خدا کو تلاش کیا جا رہا. That in this comfort of yours and your ease and your comfort zone life, you are looking for Allah in here, you won't find Allah here. For that then, Allah made it that he changed completely. پس انہوں نے بادشاہ سے کہا کہ تو شاہی تخت پر حق تعالیٰ کی ملاقات کو کیوں تلاش کرتا ہے. Then they said that, oh king, why are you looking for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the soft bed here to find Allah is mujahada. And then Allah made 10 years he stayed in the jungle, and what a kingdom Allah blessed him with. May Allah ta'ala make it easy. We are not fit for such mujahada. In our times our Shaykh rahmatullahi used to say, just to fulfill the commands of Allah, a main thing, give up sins. stay away from all sins, morning to night, head to toe, public life, private life, give up sins and you will become a wali of Allah. And the main thing Hazrat said, control your gazes. Don't look at other women. Control your gazes and you will become a wali of Allah. Today's times are like this. Allah made it easy also. That was those times when the king could also make such mujahada. Today a poor person also can't make such mujahada. So Allah also made it easy. At schools, universities, every year when they see the level of education is low, the exam paper is also set according to that. And when somebody moderates that paper and he across the board, then he says add 10% to every person. Because the paper was a bit too stiff. So add 10%, 15%. So in these times, Allah makes it also easy. But little bit effort from our side, little inclination, and it won't go wasted. Allah Ta'ala will reward us accordingly, inshallah. I forgot to mention, we got Maulana Yazia, our visitor. Maulana Iyaz was in Homestead Park Masjid. And he is the one who started our majlis in Homestead Park. Kitne baras ho gaye, Maulana? 17. Kis san mein aap?
1993
se 94 years. Takriban kitne? 20, 22 saal. And he should enter, he should host the people also. He should say somebody, I told Maulana, not necessary for all. He said, then the people will come. And his barakat, mashallah, his ikhlas, aaj tak wo silsila chal raha hai. Aur us waqt itne log, bahut kam log hote the, banisbat ab ke. Ji haan, lekin phir bhi mashallah, Allah ta'ala. Maulana is in the UK now, doing lot of work of deen there. May Allah accept, inshallah, make everything easy for Maulana, for us all, and accept us for deen, make our deen, our dunya, our akhirat, for us, our families, for everyone. May Allah make it easy, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلا کے پانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا اللهم اهدنا إلى سبل السلام وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بعدد ما تحب وترضى. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.